Good evening to our dear brothers and sisters in Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come together this evening for prayer meeting and also to end the day in praying and drawing closer to God. The topic I want to share today is about create in me a clean heart. And it's again from Psalm 51. Let's read I will read the whole Psalm. I love reading the whole, having seen the whole picture, and then eventually focus on a particular point of interest. So I'll read this Psalm 51 to the chief musician, a Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly, truly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thine altar. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. The passage we want to focus on today is taken from Psalm 51, verse 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit. Let's start with verse 10. Create me in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Writing on, you know, Brother Joel Sears last week sharing briefly, if you remember, he shared from Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And last Saturday, children ministry training, we had this training for storytellers and song leaders. And there was a significant sharing from Mrs. Ang during last weekend. And it was about a change of behavior. It tells us about how has the message changed the behavior. Or I would paraphrase as, how has the message or the story changed the heart of the listener? And Psalm 51 was the Psalm of David, And Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. And it was a psalm of King David's repentance. And as verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And we look at David's acknowledgement of his sin and change of behavior and change of heart in Psalm 51 and returning to joy in communion with God. So, what was David's struggle? And it's certainly not new to all of us. We struggle. The sin of lust. David was having the struggle of the sin of lust. He was lusting after Bathsheba. He was hiding his sin. He was committing sin after sin by trying to cover up his former sin until the God sent prophet Nathan to point out to David, enough is enough. Perhaps we also have our struggles. Was there consequences? Yes. It is obvious in his psalm, he was not at all having peace with God and moreover within himself. King David also lost his first son with Bathsheba. And there will certainly have consequences when we sin. Numbers chapter 32:23 tells us, be sure your sin will find you out. And Galatians 9:7 reminds us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when we sow sin and dabble with sin, we all know that the wages of sin is death. And that is the terribleness of sin. And yet so often we trivialize sin. Now, is it possible to have a change of heart? We all know how difficult or even close to impossible to have a change of heart, especially for folks or many of us that may have been involved with addictions. Ask any drug addicts and they will share with you the horror stories of how they repeatedly return to drugs over and over again. And we thank God that some weeks back, the lively teens went to visit the Hiding Place, a Christian drug rehabilitation center. I'm sure there were many testimonies shared of their deliverance. Ask any alcohol addicts or drinkers, and they will share with you how they have repeatedly returned to alcohol. Ask any smokers, and they will share with you how repeatedly they have returned to their cigarette. Yes, sinful habits will pull us down the slippery slope. A little bit adds up, and eventually, the horror of sin. And often we cultivate sinful habits that perhaps we are not even aware of. And thus we need to pray daily to ask God to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create, just like how the potter will break down the clay and create again to make the pot perfect in God's eyes. That wonderful sanctification of the spirit that keeps going on within us in our Christian life. What a wonderful God that we have that cares for us. And the next part of Psalm 51, verse 11, it says, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Why did David pray, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me? Now remember, King David was the immediate successor of King Saul, and he will certainly remember how Saul had struggled and swayed and even went away from God. Romans 1 comes to mind when I read this. Three times it was written in the chapter of one of book of Romans. God gave them up. God gave them over. And now we remember that King David, remember how Saul was tormented by an evil spirit. 1 Samuel 16:14 reminds us, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Judges 16:20 again remind us about the Samson. When Samson awoke from his sleep, when the Philistines came to attack, he thought, I will escape as I did and shake myself free. But lo and behold, he did not know. The Lord had departed from him. And I'm sure David had that fear. And when he was in sin, remembered, and he prayed, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Yes, we may have a change of heart quickly, and we pray that God will convict us of our shortcomings, and to have a change of heart and return to God, for there's dire consequences of sin. And finally, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit. A free spirit. How wonderful is that? What is the opposite of free? Being imprisoned. A spirit that's no longer imprisoned by sin, but rather a willing spirit, an obedient spirit that beats after God's heart. And now, that is a wonderful state of our spirit. No longer in prison. Many people say, "Ayo, being a Christian is like being in prison, you know. This cannot, that cannot, everything cannot." Hey, having a submissive spirit to God gives us even more freedom in Jesus. And God enables us to do much more, so much more than we can ever imagine as we serve God and serve his people. So do we want to focus on the cannot, or do we want to focus on the cans? I'd rather focus on the cans, as that gives me much joy, the joy of salvation in Jesus and the freedom from the bondage of sin. Sin is very addictive. Some may have shared success stories of change, especially the non-Christian that we talk to, and that by no means that they give glory to God, but rather God was very merciful to them. And perhaps God is making use of them to show us that it is possible. And if these people can change without Jesus, how much more when we have the Holy Spirit working in us? Surely that is a winner. Now, what seemed impossible with man is possible with God. Just like our VBS team, mission him possible. God is possible. Yes, I'm not very shy about advertising for our VBS here. Mission him possible. Mission God is possible. And all things are possible with God. So join us for VBS. There is much joy in co-laboring and sharing the wonderful stories and the truth of God to the young ones. So, to recap, this was the key verse that we focused on today, the three pointers. Psalm 51, 10 to 12. Number one, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And number two, Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And finally, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever challenges that we have tonight, or that we may be facing, remember that God is always with us, and God will always sanctify us. And when we are struggling, we know that this struggle is not in vain, but God is sanctifying us to be like him, and we will constantly be sanctified. Amen.